and now West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, WSB-TV out of Atlanta is reporting that the organizer of that stunt driving event that drew a crowd of 1,000 people to a Carroll County subdivision claims that he has video of deputies telling him it was okay to continue the event. Torres Clark reportedly claims to be the organizer of the April 20th event that took place in the Kennedy Estates neighborhood. Clark says two officers told him that activity in the pit could continue, but they need to stay out of the road. WSB says they showed that video of Clark interacting with deputies to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. A spokesperson says that video was taken weeks prior to the event in question, and deputies did show organizers some grace. Then organizers took their grace for granted and had the event that was not permitted, with 1,000 people attending. However, Clark told WSB-TV that he believed his recorded interaction with deputies was permission.
I thought we was doing something legal because the police supposed to enforce, like, they're supposed to enforce the law, not egg people on to break the law.
WSB reports that a Carroll County spokesperson said the officers in the video were, quote, not educated and have since been brought up to speed. Carroll County deputies insist they did speak with organizers several times before the April 20th event, telling them they would need a permit that was never turned in, and they were told no prior to the event. The Carroll County Elections Office continuing to make the extra efforts to ensure that voters are prepared for and know what to expect before they see their 2024 general primary ballots for the first time ahead of the May 21st election day. After spending a whole half hour on the WLBB Community Voice program a few weeks back, educating voters on changes that may have been made to their precincts and voting districts and the ballot options available to each registered voter, Elections Supervisor Keith West and staff have put together a kiosk that will allow potential voters to preview and study the actual ballot they will receive before having to cast any votes. West said, we have set up kiosks across the courtyard from the early voting rooms inside the temporary elections headquarters, located to the rear of the former West Georgia Technical College building across from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. West says, we want the voter to not feel pressured in the voting booth. This setup gives them the opportunity to review their personal ballot and consider their vote prior to casting their ballot. Sample ballots are also available online at your My Voter page, online, mvp.sos.ga.gov. And the Carrollton Wind Ensemble presenting its Bon Voyage Spring Concert on Friday at the Carrollton Center for the Arts before they head off on a tour in Italy. Friday's show features selections the musicians will present in concerts in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Tickets for the Carrollton Wind Ensemble Bon Voyage Spring Concert at $10 apiece are on sale at the Center's box office or online at carrolltonarts.com. Friday's show begins at 7:30. I'm Colin Worthington.